You are listening to Roundtable. There could be a fast track in learning a foreign language. That is using the pronunciation of your mother tongue to enunciate in the foreign language. Could it be helpful? Beijing locals have taken it up and created the Beijinglish, and residents in Hangzhou are doing something similar right now. What's going on?
Oh, let's start from Hangzhou. The G20, or Group of 20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors Summit, will be held in Hangzhou this September. As part of the preparation work, the local civilization office published an English learning handbook called 英语一百句快速记忆. The pronunciation of every English word is marked by Chinese characters to make it easier for learners without any English knowledge. But some people criticize the handbook as impractical, saying English speakers won't understand what you are speaking if you strictly follow the pronunciation of Chinese characters. The following are some examples. So let me read some in Mandarin and see if Brian can understand. The first is 外看土木杭州.
And we understand Chinese. actually it sounds like Korean or something.
It does a little
bit. What do you think it means, Brian?
Why can Tumu Hangzhou? I got the Hangzhou part. That was easy.
Yeah.
It's not immediately clear to the only English ear.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yu Yang, break it to us then.
It's welcome to Hangzhou.
Oh, whoa. Okay. It's a little bit far off.
Yeah.
And since we're on this subject, as a proud Beijinger, I'm going to announce something that I'm not very proud of, actually. A good example of what Beijinglish? Beijinglish? Yeah, with pride, you know. Give you an example. Listen to this clip.
比如 amazing, bigger, crazy, fantastic, international, perfect, younger.
I have no idea. That's a bad idea. I have a great idea.
Good morning, good bye, good luck, good night. 然后这一天就这么顾着下来了。
Good, good study, day, day up.
Oh, wow, so much attitude. Good, good, study. And they apple, you know. Okay, that was in Beijing or else. Oh, excuse me. Oh, my gosh. I completely lost myself. So, Brian, can you understand what's going on? Did you have a good time?
I had a great time. That was the funniest thing I've heard this whole week. This is fantastic. I would say that was actually more intelligible than what Yu Yang had just read from the little Hangzhou thing there, because that was actually English. It was with a very,
it was
with a very, very strong, heavy Chinese or Beijing accent, but it was English, as opposed to this Hangzhou stuff, which is actually just using Chinese to kind of try to get the sound of English. So the Beijing one, that was a lot more successful. I think I knew all of what they were saying pretty much.
Oh, this video has gone viral recently on the internet. I think it's quite amusing. And are this Beijinger do it intentionally? Because local people may feel homey and comfortable, like Beijinglish. It's a newly created word. It means a combination of English and Beijing dialect. So He Yang is Beijinger, what do you think of this dialect, Beijinglish?
Well, yes, there is this, you know, homey feeling. Mm-hmm. Definitely there. But also it feels like an invasion to English, and it shouldn't be there, you know, with all the errs that's not necessarily should be there. And also I think if you're speaking a language to someone, then the most important thing is to comprehend and be able to communicate. And it all depends on whether the person that is listening to this can understand. So if you haven't got that part accomplished, then it's a futile attempt.
Yeah, I would say, though, that aside from our somewhat disastrous examples here, I think it is possible to use Chinese sounds to approximate English and have it get pretty close. Like, for example, I'll give you one, He Yang, and see if you can understand what I'm saying. I 为舍于 a happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday?
and something else, and it didn't sound pleasant. For a second, I was slightly offended, Brian. And were you swearing at me or something?
I was. No, I wish you a happy Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, you're so intelligent. Yeah. You got like half of it, and I didn't, Brian. Sorry.
Because I have looked at those Hangzhou sentences beforehand and maybe get myself a little bit prepared for this.
Mm. Yeah, well, why do you think people are doing this? Of course, there is the part that when you speak in your mother tongue, you're so comfortable talking in that way. And then if you just sort of transmit that to, or translate that to, or the way that you're making these sounds, you just translate that into another language, and I see there can be an easier effort in it.
Mm-hmm.
But are there other reasons why people are doing this?
According to some people, this is the fastest way of learning English for citizens with zero basis. It's up to different person. I think for people who have some sort of sense of English, it takes longer to remember the Chinese characters than learning English. But for people who have zero basis of English, it is maybe the more convenient way for them to speak English, very basic sentences. And besides, I think one reason that it is free.
It is free. I would agree it is the fastest, but it's not the fastest way to learn English. If you have zero English and you just need it for one time, you don't want to learn it at all, just to communicate once for basic things, then yeah, maybe that's the best way.
Okay, so it's under certain conditions. But I think with this kind of so-called learning, yes, it's easier, but if you put all those Chinese characters on paper and you realize that it's just Scrabble, it's not something that has any pattern behind it, and it's actually quite difficult to remember the Chinese, the string of Chinese that doesn't make any sense. So I do wonder if this is conducive to language learning. And also, wouldn't you be talking with a thick accent? Usually when we're speaking a different language, we want to be as close as we can be to that foreign language.
I'm going to reiterate that this is nothing to do with learning English or speaking English. This is for if you need to attempt to communicate in English for once, for a couple basic things, you can hold this paper in front of you. And it might work out all right if you have a good translation.
Yes, and for people who seriously want to start a language, I think this is not a good idea because you start with a strange pronunciation. It could be very hard to correct the accent in the future. But for people with zero knowledge of English, if you just want to communicate basically with foreigners, this might be a choice, maybe.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And Brian, I know your Chinese is really good. And one of our WeChat listeners is actually asking the question that do non-Chinese people, when you try to learn Chinese, do you do the same process, just reversely?
Not exactly. You have pinyin and you need to practice to get it right, but usually pinyin is good enough.
So you don't use English to try to imitate the Chinese sounds to make it easier for you to make the Chinese sound?
Not intentionally.
All right. Well, maybe that's why Brian's pronunciation is so good. You just have to try to imitate as closely as you can to the native speaker. I think that's the advice we give to you. That is all for today's show. Thank you so much for your company.